This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, August 18th. Well, cattle markets just continue to drift lower. We've been doing this for several sessions in a row now. Market just slowly chipping away at the most recent test of its trading range high. So we're getting closer to the trading range low. We're in the lower half of the range. Still got a ways to go if we're going to actually test the bottom of that range. But the market just is quietly working its way lower. I think it's a little spooked by all the chatter going on around the economy, getting some spillover pressure from the Chinese economy that is, appears to be buckling a little bit. The worry is that that contagion will spread to the United States. You know, any hint of a slowdown in the U.S. economy is certainly going to have an impact on record high beef prices and demand for beef. So far, the U.S. consumer has been resilient in buying beef. And, you know, that has supported this market at record highs for months and suggests that, you know, the demand picture is very strong. Supplies are only going to get tighter for beef in the bigger pictures over the next year at least, which clearly supports the longer term bull market. But we, you know, again, any hint of trouble, and I think the cattle market is one of the first markets to change its attitude. The cash market's been pretty active so far this week. It's generally on slightly lower prices than last week, however. The Fed trade so far this week is averaging around 185, which is down 3 from last week. Dress trade at 294 would be down 2. But box beef values have done extraordinarily well considering the weakness in the cash. The choice yesterday was up 515, so we're sitting at 314. Select was up 149 at 286. The spread gained 365. We're sitting at 2788. Movement was 100 loads even. So box beef has been higher for the last 8 days, and choice has gained $13. Select has been up 7 of those 8 days for a gain of $11. So this is impressive that the feedlots have not been able to exercise a little more leverage here in the cash trade. You know, packers have been able to squeeze more money out of the wholesale market, but feedlots have not been able to capitalize on that. So it's interesting to see this divergence in prices. But nevertheless, I mean, just the stronger box beef values and movement has been decent. It hasn't been huge, but it hasn't been really tight either. So again, it's impressive that the packers are able to push prices higher on decent volume and still manage to be paying less for those cattle. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 489,000. That's down 2,000 from last week. It's down 13,000 from a year ago. So we're starting to see these numbers get fairly tight. Feeder cattle index was down 68 cents. We're sitting at 244.26. Export sales yesterday, pretty solid, 15,200 tons. South Korea took 4,600, China 3,200, Japan 2,700, Mexico 1,600. Pork export sales at 31,500, Mexico took 9,400, Japan 4,900, China 3,500, Canada 3,100, South Korea took 3,000. So export sales hanging right in there, despite a dollar that it's been very solid. And tightening supplies, we continue to see, you know, domestic demand hang right in there, and export demand just been solid over these last several weeks. So moving forward, I would expect the market's probably going to come down and test the low end of the trading range, just since the momentum is there. We're pretty close to that. Seasonally, we tend to be carving out some lows in late summer. All of these things kind of converging to, I think, contribute to this slow trickle downward. But again, seasonally, as you get into the fall, and especially into, you know, the holiday season, late November, early December, usually you put in some significant highs there as well. The economy, of course, is going to be front and center. There's just so much chatter about the contagion from China. It makes you think that, well, maybe it's already hitting all the headlines. Maybe that's already being factored into the market. And that could well be. But clearly, if you start to see some bigger breaks in our own stock market, then we need to expect that you'll see some bigger breaks in the cattle market as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.